Welcome to the Rapid Growth Life and Business Podcast, where entrepreneurs, business owners, and life hackers develop strategies to transform ourselves and our businesses in the fastest way possible with the least amount of friction. Remember, you're only ever one insight away. I'm your host, Snowy Phillips.
Hi, and welcome to this episode. Feels like a really long time since I've last done one of these, and obviously since then the world has turned or changed considerably. It's no longer the happy, friendly, jolly world we were once in. Presidents have come and gone and new ones have arrived. A virus has pretty much changed how all of us look at the world. It's a bit about that I'm going to be speaking about in this episode, and how I've been thinking and feeling about exactly what it is that's been going on. I know this is probably massively naive or optimistic, but I've got a suspicion, call it that, yeah, a suspicion that everything is going to work out. I sort of programmed myself to believe that whether it's true or not, I'm blessed. I live a charmed life. And whether that's true or not, it doesn't really matter, because I think it's the belief that's important, not the fact of the belief sometimes. When we face difficult situations or difficult times, but we have the belief that, do you know what? I'm going to get through this. Not only am I going to get through it, I'm going to survive. I'm going to thrive. I'm charmed, so this will be fine with me. It doesn't really matter if that's true or not, because I think it is. It's the belief that is important in that situation. And, you know, no matter what's going on at the moment, part of me has this belief. Everything has been amazing. I've mentioned this before in other podcasts. Everything has been amazing and no one's happy. There's that bit by Louis C.K., whether you like Louis C.K. or not, after his antics. Doesn't matter. But like I say, he said that. Everything's amazing and no one's happy. And I think this just might be the universe, or God, or whoever, the programmer, the game, the whatever you want to believe life is. It's just the simulation reminding us just how lucky we've been. Because like I say, everything was amazing. No one was grateful or happy. And I think that's sometimes what we need, you know, as much as I don't wish disease or unhealth or death, for that matter, upon anyone. Sometimes we need contrast to really feel good about things when they're great. Like I say, we've had these moments for such a long time where I was looking at the world thinking, oh my God, this is like too good to be true. This has to be a simulation because everything's amazing. And no one was spotting it. And now we have this contrast. So we need the bad to make, or well, I say the bad. We need the bad or the hard to make the good or the easy feel like it's good and easy, and not just everyday and normal. It's funny, I wrote a long while ago back in my journal, I was going to do a podcast on winter is coming, to quote Game of Thrones, because winter is always coming, and now obviously winter's arrived. I'm a bit late in putting out the winter is coming episode, because as I say these words, winter is here, winter has arrived for, well, not just me, but virtually everyone on the planet has been affected by what's taken place. And that's the thing. There are always seasons in life. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. But if you believe that's true, then spring comes again and summer soon follows. And I like the seasons metaphor. Because if we look at life like that, if we're wise, we sow in the spring when we have the time to do that. We do the work, we learn the lessons, we gain the skills, knowledge or resources, and we apply ourselves to these things. And if we're lucky, we've done the right things. We get to, if we've done the right things, we get to reap in the summer when all is good. We enjoy the fruits of our efforts. We gain from our actions. But if we haven't, or we've gained the wrong skills or the wrong knowledge or done the wrong things or not done anything at all, then we don't get the summer. We don't get the fruits of our labours. And then, you know, things happen. If we're lucky, we get to take care of the things that we harvested in summer. And if we're even luckier still, those good things that we've done, we don't squander them or waste them. We see how good we've got it and we're thankful and grateful for just how lucky we are. And if we're really lucky, all that good work that we did is going to last us through winter. And like I say, these things can be skills we've learned, knowledge we have, understanding of ourselves, our situation, that we've developed resilience and strength and health for that matter, that we've done all the right things, that when this time that is now winter has come, we can survive it, we can weather the storm, and we can come out the back end of it stronger and ready for that next season when we begin to sow again. And like I say, these things can be anything. These can be the relationships we develop. They can be financial things. They can be even the quality of the memories we have, or stories, or things that like I say, get us through these times. It can be assets or skills. There are lots of things that we could have done. And like I say, hindsight now is an interesting thing. But like I say, one of the things with this podcast was not only to prepare you for a good future, but prepare you mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, for just exactly this time right now. Because I believe this time will pass and a new spring will emerge and good things will once again happen, because that tends to be how it always is. But till then, like I say, we need to be able to gather our thoughts, gather our strength, gather our resources, both physical and mental, and know that the spring is coming. And like I say, if we are lucky, we've built up our strategies, tools and tactics that are allowing us to learn from this time. It's interesting. I had a thought that came into my mind not so long back, where I asked myself this. Well, it was more of a, I hate to say worry or a concern, but it was this. I wanted a good answer to this question if someone asked me, what did you do during the lockdown? And I was looking at myself and thinking, okay, I've been pottering and doing a few things, but I wanted a good answer to that question. And I make that challenge to you. Have a good answer to the question of what you did during lockdown. Did you learn? Did you grow? Did you take on new skills, talents, hobbies? Did you make new memories? Did you strengthen the relationships that you have? Did you build new relationships? There's so much that we can do right now to make us more prepared for now, but ready to hit the ground running when spring finally arrives. And arrive it eventually will. It seems for now we might need to, I guess, put on our winter clothes and wait for spring. But while we do that, like I say, it's never too late to find some new seeds to plant. So when spring arrives, and it will, like I say, we're ready to once again begin sowing and making the most of what's here. So don't complain about winter. Use winter to make you wiser, stronger, fitter. But more importantly, ready for what comes next. Because like I say, seasons will change. And if you're lucky, you have enough to be grateful for right now. And if you're grateful enough, that should last you until spring. And if you're not so lucky, well, hunker down and build yourself up as best you can, because we can all do something to make ourselves stronger, wiser, more resilient. If this lockdown has given us anything, it's time to contemplate, to think, and to improve, more importantly. So do whatever it takes to make yourself stronger. Do whatever it takes to avoid that which drains you and makes you weaker. And that can be anything, like the news and social media is helping no one at the moment. There's so much negativity and so much resentment and conflict. Stay away from that. Actually, weirdly, on a side note, I wrote in my journal a little while ago, if you're going to seek negativity, get it from history, not right now. Because at least history teaches us the lessons that they solved in order for our ancestors and people in our history to get here. Don't seek problems right now that have no solutions. Look to the past. There have been pandemics before. There have been disasters before. There have been hard times before. There's been winter before. And humanity has solved those. So look to that. Look how we've solved problems. It'll make you wiser. It'll make you smarter. And it'll get you out of the negativity. So if you're seeing a lot of problems in the world right now, look for whether they've existed before and see how people dealt with it. It'll give you more confidence in what's to come, because like say, we've had worse winters than this before and we've come through them. And I see us doing the same with this one. So stay away from negativity. Build yourself up. Find new ways to improve, but more importantly, find new ways to be ready for when spring comes. Okay, I'm going to end it there. Like I say, it's been interesting doing this for the first time in a while. I'm a little rusty, I'll grant you that, but I intend to do a lot more of these over the coming year, so look out for them. Remember, as I always say, you're only ever one insight away. So try and figure out what that insight is for you. Look to arm yourself with tools, skills, talents, strategies, moments of gratitude that you can look to realise as bad as it is, we haven't got it so bad. And like I say, prepare yourself and get yourself ready for spring and use this time wisely. So that's it for now. I look forward to you joining me on the next episode. And I'm pretty certain it won't take so long for the next one. And maybe I'll tell you a bit about what's been going on since the last episode, because a lot has. Anyway, till next time, be well, stay lucky. Peace and love to you all, and remember to share that with the people who you care about. Build those relationships. Bye for now.